I've been a voice trainer for the BBC, and I learned via the BBC, and also then went and taught other parts of the BBC. If that kind of makes sense, a little bit meta, perhaps. Also, I've trained with the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama. My name is Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. We're talking about the different keys to conversationality. And yesterday, we were talking about knowing who your audience is. Today, once you know who your audience is, then talk to them one-to-one. But part of feeling comfortable is being able to continually monitor the audience, their face, their body language and voice for signs of agreement or understanding or other emotions like disgust or anger or humour, enthusiasm, confusion perhaps. We spoke about this a few weeks ago on the programme. But that's really difficult where we're in an environment like a radio or voiceover studio or with a microphone pointed towards us recording every word we say or to a camera or indeed to an auditorium full of people or when the event is being recorded and there's no live audience anyway. What I'm saying is in those kinds of situations, there's no single person who we can talk to and we get nothing from the feedback loop, which we spoke about before, when we speak to tell us how the message is being received and whether it needs to be altered in some way to aid communication. If we're not comfortable, then we are to some extent likely to be nervous. Nerves cause tension, which can be felt in the body and heard in the voice. Nervous tension can muddle the message. So to be conversational, don't talk to the microphone or think of the huge number of people listening or watching, either right now or at some point in the future. Just be yourself. Just imagine talking with one single person, perhaps like you're talking on the phone to them. After all, most people who are listening will be listening to the audio when they're alone. Thousands of people, but all listening by themselves. So speak to them by themselves. Tomorrow, we'll go through some more key points about your audience. We've spoken about it before, but it's really important to get conversationality to know who it is that you're having that conversation with. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.